Manam Aloha. This is your instructor, Sage King. Now we're going to teach you how to see your aura. Before we do that, let's talk about what the aura is, because this is quite often misunderstood. When we say aura, we're talking about a glowing light that appears like a glowing light around your body. Now, it doesn't appear like a glowing light to everyone because most people do not see it. Now, you'll notice I did not say most people can't see it. I said most people do not see it. There's quite a bit of difference. Everyone can see it. Right? If you will recall old paintings of early Christianity, or even some of the statues and paintings of the Buddha in particular, you will notice that they have a halo around the head. Now, we've been brought up in our culture to think of a halo as being a little round circle of light sitting over the head, something like a donut. But if you recall these paintings, if you look at these, you'll see that it isn't like that at all. You'll see that what the artist has drawn is a halo of light stretching from about the shoulders around the head to the other shoulder. Now, most often this is given the appearance of being behind the person's head. This has to do with the limitations of technique. Occasionally, you will see, particularly with paintings of Christ, you will see this light surrounding the whole body. Now, this is the aura. What that artist was painting was from description of psychics and clairvoyants who could actually see the aura around these people. Now, everyone has this aura. The more highly developed psychically tend to have a brighter aura because they have more energy. Jesus obviously had a tremendous amount of energy, and so his aura was more easily seen. But yours can be easily seen. Yours and that of your friends and acquaintances can also be easily seen, though don't expect it to be quite as bright as that of Jesus. The aura is made up of astral matter, or akka matter, as we say in Huna. This is a very, very fine type of material. It is physical, that's why it can be seen. But it is finer than gas. And when it is charged with energy, it tends to glow. Now, this is actually a part of your what we might call spiritual body, or the word astral body, akka body, is the clothing of your spiritual self. And what you are seeing is not so much a glow coming out from the physical body, but the glow of this akka body, which interpenetrates your physical body. You are seeing then simply an extension of your inner self when you see the aura. Now, the aura is most easily seen in a fairly dim light, but more important is that than that is the background against which you see it. Let's start out with one common technique for seeing the aura. This is to look at a mirror, in a mirror. You want to stand in a mirror with the lights fairly dim and preferably a dark background. You don't want to have the lights completely off. Now, looking in the mirror, you want to stare at a point in the center of your forehead. And you want to keep staring at that point. You can blink. That's quite all right. Don't worry about that. Now, gradually, you should become aware in your peripheral vision, that is the vision, part of the vision which is not directly in front of your eyes, of a very faint, kind of hazy light around your head. When you first see this, you won't be sure that you're really seeing it. You'll think my eyes are playing tricks on me, or this must be suggestion. You can only see what you see. Your eyes can only record what they pick up. You are beginning, if you can see this little haze, you are beginning to see your aura. Now, it may take some time. Don't do it over 20 minutes. That gets a little bit of a strain. If you don't see it the first time, you want to try again. The mere trying will enhance the effect every time after that. It will begin to sensitize your eyes simply because you have the intent of seeing beyond what you normally try to see. It's like stretching muscles in a way. Now, if you want to help the effect a little more, so you might see it, take 4 deep breaths. This will help to charge your body up with extra energy, with extra mana, which will add to the glowing quality of your aura. All right, now look in the mirror, stare at your forehead, and try to catch glimpses of that little hazy light. If you look directly at it, it will tend to disappear. All right, still using the mirror, here's another way that you can begin to see this. Instead of looking directly at your forehead this time, we want you to look just over the top of your head. But we want you to let your eyes go out of focus. That is, don't focus on the hair. Don't focus on the wall behind. Focus in midair. Or let your eyes simply go out of focus slightly. Not completely. Just try and focus at a point in the air above. And this way too, gradually, you will begin to see a slight haze. It will have varying colors depending on your physical apparatus. But it may be whitish, it may be yellowish, like almost a golden yellow. It may be bluish, maybe greenish. This will depend on you. Now, another simple way, perhaps even easier than this one, is to look at your hand. Now, for this, you don't require a mirror at all. Preferably, choose a dark background. A very light background, like white background, will also work, but dark background seems to make it easier to see. Take your little breathing exercise, the 4 breaths, to charge your body up again with a little energy. Put your hand, not on, but in front of a dark background. Again, black would be best, because it brings out the light, the contrast, much better. Focus your eyes about a half inch over the ends of your fingers. And move your hand up, down, or sideways slightly from time to time. This movement will help add to the contrast so that you will be able to see. Now you should, with your fingers spread, begin to see a hazy kind of light over the ends of your fingers, and something like a hazy web of light between your fingers. Don't worry about what colors you see. That's not important for the moment. You're trying simply to see the aura. We'll discuss color in another moment. So you have your hand there, and you will see. Now, if you move your hand quite a bit, you will find that you have an after image. You will see like a white or golden image of your fingers if you move your hand quickly away. This is because your hand is emitting energy. And the after image on your eye is a result of that energy impingement on your eye. But what you're after here, what you're trying to see, is not that after image. That can be interesting from another point of view. But right now we're looking for the R, which is a hazy kind of a light. If your eyes are any good at all, you should be able to see this. I'll try this also with other people and get them, look at them, preferably again with a dark background, and look over their head as you did with yourself in the mirror, and try and practice to see this little hazy light. You'll find that as you do this, you'll get better and better. Then you can try to see the light, this aura, around other parts of the body, down around the arms. And if you have someone standing up, you may be able to see the aura around the whole body. These simple techniques will enable you to begin to see the aura, and that's all there is to it. It doesn't take a great deal of psychic development to begin to see the aura. Where the psychic development really comes in is seeing more of the aura. Because what we begin to see is merely the most dense part. The aura extends a lot further out from the body than that. That part which is most visible can be said to extend in an egg-shaped form about the distance that your hands can reach out from each side, your arms. And so we are like surrounded by this aura, shaped somewhat like an egg. This is how it looks to more developed clairvoyants. And as you practice with this, trying to see a little more, a little more, a little more, this will at the same time help you to develop your own psychic capacity. Because you will be finding that as you can see more of the aura, you become more aware of other things. You become more aware of telepathic input. Become more aware of other shapes and forces. If sometime you see an aura which happens to be without a physical body, don't be frightened. This is a perfectly natural phenomenon. The fact is that we do not need our physical bodies. We are living in them now for a specific purpose. But sometimes people tend to travel while sleeping. And they use this auric body, this aka body, to do this. So what you may see from time to time, if you develop this talent for seeing the aura, and you see an aura missing the body, it may simply be someone roaming about while their body is sleeping. And give that no extra thought. We can discuss color of the aura now, because as you begin to develop the talent, you will notice different colors. As I said before, you may see greenish, bluish, golden, whitish, different colors. When you first begin to look at the aura, these colors really don't matter. As you get more and more developed, you will find that you will see certain colors around some people and certain colors around other people. Now, we would advise you not to go too much by what has been written. That which says that such and such a color means spirituality and such a color means animality, or such and such a color means anger. You must find this out for yourself, because everyone sees the universe in a slightly different way, and the colors you might see around a person may not correspond to colors that other people see around that person, because it is you seeing it and not them. What you must find out through trial and error, through knowing the person whose aura you are looking at, is what that particular color means in regard to that person. And you will gradually build up for yourself your own system of knowledge about color in aura. If you really take off with this talent, you'll begin to see many other things. You will see the whole egg shape in three-dimensional form. You will most likely see bands of color when you focus your eyes on the aura. And these bands will be shifting and moving about, sometimes mixing, swirling. You may see bolts of color shooting off from the aura in one direction or another. You will have to find out for yourself at that point what these mean. You may be able to see particular colors in certain parts of the aura, which will designate to you areas of sickness, either actually present or about to manifest. As you focus on different levels, you will learn to see the aura in different ways, depending on what level you focus at. You may see whirling vortexes, like miniature hurricanes or tornadoes. You will be looking down at the eye of these. You may see these at various points on the body. You may see thought forms or T-fields being projected by a person, and actually see these things go off into the air. Now, this is when you are getting rather fairly advanced at seeing aura. Don't worry about reaching or not reaching this particular stage. If you can just begin to see that little hazy light around the head, around the hands, around another part of the body, you can give yourself a good pat on the back. And you can prove to yourself in this way, that you really are psychic. Aloha.